It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Josh Brown.
Hi.
Silent Hill is actually real.
No.
We've been covering this for, about as long as I've known Josh Brown, considering the many, many years of Silent Hill leaks, rumors, etc. And there's been many that various different leakers have pointed to and said, that's the real one, that's why it's going to happen, whatever. But now we have way more corroborated evidence, including screenshots and various, like I said, legacy, let's say, leakers, all saying, okay, this is the one, this is the thing that's finally actually happening, including the likes of Jeff Grubb, known leaker man for VentureBeat and Games. Saying that, or corroborating rather, that there are multiple Silent Hill games coming out, including a new main entry, something called Silent Hill Side Stories, or referred to as Silent Hill Side Stories, and a remake of Silent Hill 2 from Bloober Team, who are a quite a divisive developer.
That's going to be interesting to jump into. But yes. Yeah, first of all, I saw this breaking over the weekend when the screenshots were coming out.
Yes.
And to be honest, like you said at the start, because we've covered this so many times over the years, I was like, I'm done. I don't want to know anymore. But then the smoking gun was, like you said, that channel who leaked them, the Aesthetic Gamer slash Dusk Golem, who has leaked Resident Evil stuff in the past, they got DMCA'd by Konami.
Yes.
Like the
smoking gun.
Screenshots were taken down, and as we know now from years of doing this, if something gets taken down by the copyright holders, chances are it's pretty much bang on the money.
Because they didn't really respond to that many other leaks across the last few years, but immediately this one, they removed the screenshots. Now, if you go on Twitter and literally just search Silent Hill screenshots, chances are you'll find one of the accounts still posting it so that you can see it. Will it attempt to put it in this video, depending on whatever happens after this, we film this thing, and we'll just see how we go. But there are at least 4 screenshots doing the rounds, showing what seems to be a new female main character, and corroborating it with what Jeff Grubb knows, this character's name is either Anita or Maya. So we'll break these different things down, there's a lot of different bits and pieces to get to, and there's a lot more for the next main Silent Hill game to talk about. But the first thing to get out of the way, because we mentioned Bloober Team being a bit of a divisive developer, is the Silent Hill 2 remake. Now this is apparently a PlayStation 5 timed exclusive. And they'll have a whole bunch of new puzzles and new endings. Now, new endings with Silent Hill 2, do they remove the dog ending?
Do they do
more dog endings?
The dog ending canon, IMO. If you're going to do reimagined endings, that's the one you lead with, I think. This is fascinating. Like you said, you know, I am actually a big fan of Bloober Team, as I think you are, Scott Hill. They haven't made, like, an outright masterpiece yet, in my opinion, but they have released solid games, whether it's Layers of Fear, whether it's Blair Witch, whether it's Observer, The Medium, whatever. They've got a pretty decent track record, IMO, and The Medium in particular, I think, is a great case study for why they would be good for a Silent Hill 2 remake, because that was so steeped in classic survival horror conventions and, you know, cliches in a way. The fixed camera angle, the moody atmosphere, the kind of like the slow.
It felt like an old school horror.
It felt like an old school horror. Mm. And that almost feels now, I think we said this before when we've talked about it, almost feels like a dry run to do a Silent Hill game.
Well, the technology that they put there, where the screen just randomly splits in two, and obviously in the marketing we thought we were going to get a lot more of that. I still stand by The Medium is a very solid game. I really like that game overall. But the tech side of it, where they were experimenting with the idea of the screen just bisecting down the middle and all of a sudden you're rendering two of the same place at the same time, that is literally Silent Hill.
Yeah.
Like, if you know, you could take that tech and literally apply it to the Silent Hill IP. And I know they're remaking Silent Hill 2, and obviously right now the jury's out on whether that is a from the ground up remake where they could implement that tech, or whether it's just a retexturing type thing. Kind of like the Silent Hill HD collection, I guess, but done
better.
Better. Keep the fog this time. But yeah, Bloober overall have gone on to become quite a divisive developer. I don't really know why, although I have seen the arguments for it. People just saying they never, like you said, they never knock it out of the park. They're like one of the best 6 out of 10 devs ever.
Yeah.
And people getting annoyed with their sort of approach to video game mechanics that they don't then capitalize on. So I see that side of it. However, for me, you know, you just reeled off Layers of Fear, had really cool rendering tech where you turn around and the whole levels change behind you. Observer was Rutger Hauer's final performance. That thing was really well conceptualized, and the visuals are great. The next gen upgrade is really gorgeous. I just think they reach, you can say that they reach more than they grasp, but I will always take a reacher more than a grasper.
The thing is as well, with Silent Hill 2 in it being a potential remake, they have something tangible to grasp this time around. You know, they are working with a foundation, they are working with a framework, and if they can bring their own interesting ideas that they have had in their other horror titles and bring that to Silent Hill 2 and kind of like elaborate on that foundation, you know, that could make for an interesting time. I'm of the opinion that Silent Hill 2 in its current form is still one of the best games of all time. Like, that thing holds up remarkably well today if you go back and play it on the PlayStation 2. So you might say that it doesn't really need a remake, but there is space there to, you know, update the combat, change around the puzzles like they mentioned. And if, as long as you keep to the spirit of Silent Hill 2, as long as you keep to the spirit of that story and what it represents, I think it's going to take a lot to mess it up, is what I'm trying to say.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Before we go any further, I want to talk to you about today's sponsor, Masterclass. With the amount of time we spend discussing and analyzing video games on this channel, it's always good to understand exactly how these experiences are put together. And fortunately for me, I can do just that with Masterclass. With Masterclass's streaming service, you can learn from the best to become your best, studying and growing with over 200 plus of the world's leading instructors. For me, I've been having a blast using a class on video game design by The Sims creator Will Wright to find out exactly how game mechanics are designed around player psychology, as well as learning how important playtesting is to shipping the titles that you and I both love. But it hasn't stopped there, as I've also been brushing up on my practical filmmaking skills directly from my favourite movie director, Martin Scorsese, as well as trying to get back in the cooking game with Roy Choi's amazing course on intuitive cooking. Seriously, my kitchen is a mess, but my belly has never been more grateful. For just $10 a month, an annual membership with Masterclass gets you unlimited access to courses on your phone, computer, smart TV, or even via audio-only modes. Even better, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and 88% of members feel that the service has made a positive impact on their lives. And to put the cherry on top of that cake, right now, What Culture Gaming listeners get an additional 15% off any annual membership at masterclass.com/gaming. That's 15% off at masterclass.com/gaming. What's that? You want it one more time? Well, that's the URL, masterclass.com/gaming. Right, now I'm going to watch Tony Hawk try to teach me how to ollie properly. I'll see you all soon.
Main Silent Hill news, though,
come on,
is the fact that we're getting a new, like I said, main Silent Hill game, and also something that's referred to as side stories. Yeah. Now, we'll get back to the side stories in a little bit, because I don't know if they are separate game releases, if it's DLC or whatever, but this main game seems to be set in Britain, or at least has a British protagonist. If you break down the screenshots that are doing the rounds online, there are various insults sort of plastered around this main character's face, which, according to various leaks that are out there, seem to be one of two main characters. The names that are doing the rounds are Anita or Maya, and the game also mentions the inclusion of, the leaks rather, mention the inclusion of SMS messages, i.e. text messages, which is something like what Silent Hill Shattered Memories did over on the Wii, where the game will apparently try to ring you, whether that'll be done through the game's, through the controller, the speaker, or whether they'll do something with maybe a companion app or putting your phone number into the thing and the game rings you and says, hey, by the way.
Listen, jokes on Pyramid Head, because my phone is always on silent. That dude is never getting in
can
touch
you pick
with me.
Up just once.
That phone's in the sea, man. It's gone away.
I'm trying to sort pints, Joshua. just reply once.
Not even one time. Mother, go in the time. Anyway, what was I saying? Yes, the SMS thing, though, in theory,
yes,
it's a cool idea, man. Like, that kind of extra game mechanic that's external to the actual experience. Mm-hmm. Like, that was cool, and I thought that PT, not to go on about PT too much, but that had ways of scaring you that wasn't just through the actual experience of the game. It
yes.
was through, like, a great use of sound. It was a great use of kind of meta-narratives in the puzzles, you know, trying to just bash your head against this brick wall and over and over again before it unlocked new things. So, yeah, any kind of, like, extra element to these titles, as long as it's not too gimmicky, I am here for.
Yeah, and for the in regards to the main character as well, you know, like I said, there are various insults plastered all over her face, and also some of the screenshots show like a really messy bedroom and show this corridor that's filled with different post-it notes. It's worth mentioning here that this artwork was made by Masahiro Ito, who is the original art director for Silent Hill 1 and carried on to doing various roles in Silent Hill 2, and apparently has always said he wanted to do more Silent Hill stuff in the future. The artwork is dated as 2020, so it makes sense that the project was in the works. Like I said, we've been covering it for as long as we've been alive, so it's definitely been a thing. But getting Ito back and you know, letting them sort of flesh out this idea of a character who is potentially bullied or has potentially got a lot of self-doubt issues or whatever,
yeah,
and that is manifesting as their Silent Hill. I like the way that that is coming together. I think that that's a very worthwhile story to tell. And I like the idea of them taking bits and pieces of what kind of differentiated Silent Hills, that people can
yes.
have their own personal Silent Hill as well as a shared space. You know, in Silent Hills, it was all about the corridor being the place where the murder happened, and you know, you're sort of just like stuck to that location because that's where the horrible thing happened, that's where your trauma lives.
Yeah.
And I wonder if they'll do something with that.
I mean, one of the things that I've always been drawn to in the world of Silent Hill is how, obviously, you know, the personal struggles and the personal trauma of all of these characters manifest in that town, you know, and just to see them go back to that, I always think it's just a great way to explore horror and real world issues and then like mesh them together in a big bombastic way. You know, one of my favorite lines in the whole series is when a character sort of says to someone else, like, oh, you see monsters, like, this is obviously different for each person. They might be sharing this nightmare, but it's slightly different, it's slightly tweaked, it's slightly personalized. And for me, that always makes the horror even more kind of pointed. It's interesting that you mentioned, you know, some of the words that are on the walls. You know, I was reading a write-up by, I think it was VGC, who pointed out that that might indicate that it's set in Britain.
Yeah,
which
or a British protagonist.
Or a British protagonist, which is fascinating just to see that kind of location change. And I mean, I don't necessarily need it to be set in Britain because I wake up in Silent Hill every single day in this country, but at the same time,
shout out to Gateshead in the northeast.
At the same time, it would be a nice change of pace, I think. It's certainly
yes.
something different. I'm going to be really excited to jump online after doing this video to see how it's going down, because this seems like a big departure for the franchise, but in my opinion, that's what the franchise needed. I didn't want another Silent Hill downpour or another Silent Hill Shattered Memories, for as, you know, underrated as some of those games might have been.
Well, I think
I wanted something bold.
Yeah, I think the way that they're going about it, where you take the most beloved entry in the original trilogy, you take Silent Hill 2, you give that to Bluebeard, you let them remake that, and you do new endings, new puzzles, whatever, and make it nice and shiny and backed by all the marketing power of the PS5 or the PlayStation side of things, and then you go, but also we have, this is where we're going forward. You sort of tick both those boxes, because a lot of people refer to Silent Hill 2 as like the Silent Hill anyway. It's kind of the one that's held up as the most iconic installment. To bring things back to the leaks themselves, though, like I said, there are various side stories that are being mentioned as well. Now, I wonder if this is DLC for the main game, but also there was something that leaked a good while ago about the idea of Silent Hill coming back as a tell Telltale slash Don't Nod style approach, a Life is Strange style game. And I wonder if that's something that they do as well, because even Supermassive have returned to that with The Quarry. Yeah. After messing around with first-person shooters and all sorts of different things, and they're finally doing a sort of quasi-sequel to Until Dawn
yes.
in 2015, and The Quarry's out very soon, and I just kind of wonder how well horror can be done in that space. Silent Hill fits. Like, Until yeah. Dawn was a brilliant horror game, but it was very story-driven, it was very dialogue-driven, and I love the approach of doing a story-driven, dialogue-driven Silent Hill game.
Me too. I mean, if you go back and play Silent Hill 2, for instance, now, like, the combat, in my opinion, in that game, you know, it's fine, it's serviceable.
It's a bit ropey.
But it would be just as good,
the IMO. The Yomi of its day.
Some would say that. But in my opinion, it would be just as good, just as much of a masterpiece if it didn't have that combat involved. So
if you get
a more focused, story-driven title in the vein of a Supermassive Games-style title or a Telltale-style title, I feel like, yeah, you could really kind of, you know, focus on some of these stronger elements and deliver that real narrative focus that the original titles in the series nailed so well.
Yeah, I mean, they're in a very interesting place. Obviously, the rumors have been doing the rounds for so long, and we're in a weird space with this year, with just such a lack of main releases doing the rounds. It's worth mentioning that apparently Konami were about to do a big reveal of all this stuff last year at E3, and then E3 got cancelled, so they've sort of just sat on these things. But that would imply that they have enough to show off, and obviously enough things have been doing the rounds, like, you know, across various devs and leakers and stuff, that now it's just happening on Twitter anyway, so...
Did you mention as well that one of the rumors suggests that it's going to be a PlayStation console exclusive, at least for a little bit? Because that's also interesting, because we don't know when Sony's next event is going to be. There's the Microsoft and Bethesda showcase happening next month in lieu of E3. But Sony's been like incredibly silent. We don't really know what their roadmap for the rest of the year is going to be. We don't know if God of War Ragnarok is going to drop. We don't know what else they have in the works. And dropping a Silent Hill teaser will, I think, restore a little bit of faith in what the company has planned over the coming years.
The thing is, Sony love to hang back and let all these different people play their hands, play their cards, and then just sort of jump in with that. Yeah. They're like, here, so you share a game on the PS4 or whatever. And I wonder if they are just sort of waiting, and they have a prime position right now, obviously with Xbox's two premier titles, Redfall and Starfield being delays, where they just sort of swan in and go, Silent Hill's coming up. And it's like, that just works in their favor again, where things just kind of have stacked up that way. And we don't really know the state of the various Summer Games Fest. There is going to be some of the Jeff Keighley ones still going to be coming together, so maybe it'll be there. He's been out there tweeting that he's got loads of stuff to show off, and he can't believe how many different things he has to put in order for his show. So we'll see. But either way, there's a new Silent Hill coming, as well as the remake of Silent Hill 2, and whatever the side stories thing is. So let us know what you think down in the comments below. Are you ready for more Silent Hill? Let us know. I've already said that, but I'm Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I'm Josh from WhatCulture.com.
And we'll catch you next time.
Bye bye.
Goodbye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.